Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sydney and Anastasia with your 8 a.m. Headlines. In local news, around 400 state school staff submit complaints to Queensland Union about violent and aggressive behavior from students and parents. According to data tabled in the state parliament late last year, these violent behaviors reported by school staff have quadrupled in the past 3 years to more than 20,000 incidents. United Workers Union's education coordinator Aaron Roberts said school staff are feeling unsupported and unsafe, with teachers, aides, and school cleaners in the state, quote, experiencing record levels of occupational violence, end quote. Education Minister John Paul Langbrook said the government was pulling every lever to strengthen safety measures in schools with zero tolerance approach.
In more local news, parents and students on the Gold Coast say they are blindsided and devastated after Alorana State High School announced its phased out its Kui GC surfing program. The initiative has combined early morning and surf sessions with classroom learning and career pathways for Year 11 and Year 12 students since 2017. Parents say the decision leaves future students without unique learning options that builds future confidence, practical skills, and community connections. The Queensland Education Department says the program will continue until the current students graduate in 2027, before being replaced by a new alternative pathway programs aligned with the school's broader curriculum.
In national news, a pedestrian advocacy group in Victoria is calling on both Labor and Liberal parties to invest in making footpaths safer after data shows increasing pedestrian deaths. The Transport Accident Commission, or TAC, reported 33 pedestrians were killed on Victoria's roads last year. This is higher than the five-year average of 22 per year. Victoria Walk's chief executive, Sarah Pilgrim, demands the government to spend $150 million over 4 years to install or upgrade more road crossings over the state. Through the infrastructure upgrade, Ms. Pilgrim said that the state could achieve its goal of 25% of all trips to be made via active transport by 2030. In more national news, asylum seekers on Nauru sent by Australia say that they are going hungry, despite in the last financial year, the Commonwealth spent over $900 million to fund Nauru offshore facilities. It's reported that the asylum seekers are regularly skipping meals and are only living on $18 a day. In a survey, more than three quarters of the asylum seekers claimed that they are rarely having access to free and clean drinking water, while almost all of them say that they do not have enough money to buy food. In a report, the UN said that Australia cannot avoid legal responsibility for asylum seekers and has obligations in contacting other states in order to prioritize right-based and fair sustainable conditions.
In international news, millions of people in China face heartbreak as new laws are set to crack down on AI-human relationships. China's new regulations, motivated by the nation's falling birth rate, ban tech companies from offering AI or virtual partners for minors, which erode the possibility of real-life relationships. Three of China's biggest tech platforms, ByteDance, Alibaba, and Tencent, have shut down their AI platforms as government regulations forbid chatbots from encouraging emotional reliance and excessive usage. The Chinese birth rate is at an all-time low, with the country's population streaking for the fourth year straight in 2025, a stark contrast from a decade years ago when the nation's controversial one-child policy was still in effect. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of a shower or two. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 1, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.